Fairfield County, live and local. It's 95.9 The Fox. This is the Live and Local podcast. And I started this whole thing because I wanted to shine a spotlight on local Connecticut music. And I started it in 2020. And of course, the pandemic was happening as this was kind of getting off the ground. So I'm happy to be talking to my guest today, because you similarly were the founder of something that has become incredibly important for local musicians all around New England. It's Hazel Dean Davis, hornist who regularly performs with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and you are also the vice president of the board of NEMRF, which is the New England Musicians Relief Fund. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into, because this pandemic has gone through so many phases already, before we get into, exactly what's happening with you guys right now, tell me about the beginning of this. What's just a quick explanation of what you do and what the New England Musicians Relief Fund is.
Sure. Yeah, it feels like so long ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, everything shut down in March of 2020. And at first, everybody thought, oh, this can't last long. You know, things.
2 weeks. Yeah, was it 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Yeah. We'll be good in 2 weeks. We'll be back. You know, I was supposed to go on tour with the Pops in April, and we were like, it'll be fine by then. No problem. But it didn't take too long. You know, about a month in, we were like, oh, wait a minute. This is not looking so good. And musicians started to realize, everyone started to realize it at the same time. And the union was getting bombarded with calls like, what do I do? Oh my gosh, I have no gigs. I have no concerts. I have nothing. And most of the musicians in New England, I mean, really around the world, and certainly in the US, are freelancers, meaning we only get paid when we play. So in New England, we are lucky. There was enough of a music scene to really make a living as a freelancer. You could reliably get enough work to pay your bills. You wouldn't know more than a week or two out, but they'd always come.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, calendars went empty, and it was just a mass freak out. And so I got together with a couple of my musician colleagues, as well as some business-minded people that work in music. And we founded this New England Musicians Relief Fund as a way to directly help musicians who were struggling. Our goal was to be able to get musicians to hold on, to hang on, to keep practicing and stick with it so that they could get back on stage when it was safe to do so. And we never imagined that it would go for a year, and now almost 2 years. And, you know, like you said, it's gone through a lot of phases, and thankfully the government did step up and they helped a lot that first year. And many musicians were able to get by thanks to unemployment of one form or another.
Yeah.
And then it was looking promising the summer. You know, all of a sudden the help from the government was gone, but the summer was here, the vaccines were here, everyone was hopeful we were getting back to work. And we did. I mean, we got back to work. We were working all summer and into the fall, and then Omicron hit, and all of a sudden, it was just like 2020 again. Our calendars just zeroed out.
And that's the craziest part of it. I mean, I think about it. I saw the Foo Fighters in September, 10,000 people. I was, sardine can on the ground at that. And then just literally, overnight, within the span of a week, it went back to the original thing. So what you do is you give personal grants to musicians in New England.
Yeah.
Now how do you fundraise? Are you, working with the government? Is there any kind of thing, or is it all coming through personal donations? How do you guys do it?
Yeah, it's all coming through individual donations. It started with just our getting on social media and trying to get the stories out. And then asking people to spread the word. So, we tell our friends who tell their friends and get the press involved. And eventually, some grantors, some foundations even just discovered us and sent us some help. But it's almost entirely been individual donations. We've had almost like 2,500, I think, individual donations of various amounts, mostly just, you know, $100 here, $100 there, but it's added up to it. Over $500,000 coming in to help musicians. And we just, you know, we get applications in and we verify that they are coming from working professional musicians.
Yeah.
And we verify that they have lost work or are in some sort of financial trouble. Then we've been giving out $1,000 checks, which, you know, it's not going to get you very far in New England, but $1,000 is still something. And we are now allowing people to that maybe applied, you know, a year ago, a year and a half ago to reapply because $1,000 is only going to take you so far. And the government isn't offering any revamp of what they were offering in 2020. So we want to be there for the musicians. We're really trying to focus now on the musicians that are struggling the most.
Right. Well, and you mentioned the musicians that are struggling the most. I think one of the things that I've noticed just from talking to people who aren't familiar with the music industry or don't hang out with musicians is that there is more than one type of musician. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, it's just like this person's a teacher, this person's a doctor. There's many different types of teachers. There's many different types of doctors. There's a wide variety of musicians. You, for example, you know, you've played with the Boston Symphony Orchestra on a regular occasion. You know, you're a classically trained, I assume, concert hornist. But then there's also, you know, there's also my buddy Drew, who makes, you know, who gigs 4 or 5 times a week, and that's how he pays his bills. He's playing, you know, pop music and stuff like that. Sometimes at large concert venues, other times just at bars. There's a wide spectrum of musician. So I guess my question here is, what qualifications does somebody have to meet to qualify for relief from you guys?
I mean, right now, you know, it's not a tremendous challenge to qualify. Like if you're a musician and you're hurting, we'll help you. Like that's basically it. And it might get more stringent over time if, you know, as the pandemic wanes down, hopefully, and people go back to work. But right now, you know, it's pretty obvious if you're hurting. You know, you send us the application, and in the application we ask for some very basic income information and your story. You know, tell us how you're doing and what's going on. And people are really struggling, and it's throughout all the genres. I think classical musicians got a little bit of a boon over the holidays. We were so lucky that we made it through the holidays.
Right.
I was playing Nutcracker. And we were testing every single day by the end. And it was every time we got to work, it was like, is this going to be the last one? I mean, we were hanging on by a thread, and we made it to the end. And we felt like it was a gift, just such a gift to be able to get through that run. And so we were able to make not as much as we were making over the holidays before COVID, but we were like the classical musicians playing the pops, playing the Nutcracker did okay. But a lot of the musicians in other genres that rely on playing in restaurants, that rely on playing holiday parties, you know, that rely on the weddings and the big venues, like a little bit of that came back this fall, but it's gone now.
Yeah.
And the classical music has also shut down in January.
Right.
All my friends, all of their orchestra gigs gone. So it's really Omicron has hit everything again. But I think that, you know, different genres have come back at different rates. And those that rely on the smaller businesses, the restaurants and the clubs, I think they're struggling more because fewer of them have opened back up, and there's just fewer nights, fewer gigs, fewer patrons. And it all comes down to, in the end, less money.
Well, and it's tough for people who are doing that, too, who are playing in restaurants and bars and clubs, because what you'll see more often than not, and this was me just a few short years ago, was, you know, maybe half of your income is coming from gigs like that. But then you also have a full time job. You know, you also have or even just a part time job. And it's a combination of those two incomes that are allowing you to live your lifestyle, to pay your rent. Do you guys differentiate at all between someone who's a full-time musician making 100% of their income off of just performance, or is it, or, you know, for the part-timers, also relief available too?
I'm pretty sure that our requirement is a 50% of your income pre-COVID had to have been made playing or teaching music. So some combination of that. We also recognize that a lot of musicians do need to hold down a second job in order to live in New England.
Yeah.
And many of those second jobs were like working in the restaurant industry, right? And so
the other places that shut down. Yeah, exactly.
Hit, you know, like their backup gig, you know, their backup job was taken away too. And so
I don't mean to laugh, but it really is like the deck is stacked against you so much.
It's not funny, but it's like you have to laugh because what else can you do? It's just so overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, describe some of the stories you've heard, describe some of the hardships that, you know, that musicians are going through, because I think people don't realize 100%. It's like, oh, you can't go out and gig. Well, but it's more than that.
Oh yeah. I mean, we have people behind, they can't pay their bills. They can't, you know, they're afraid of losing their house. People who have, you know, they've been hanging on, but then they get a diagnosis of something, or they get COVID and end up in the hospital. We've had a number of those. You know, and then there's many weeks of recovery, and then the medical bills are coming in, and a number of people lost their medical insurance over COVID and really struggled to try to get MassHealth. It was like one story of a mess after another, and now they have no insurance, and then they get COVID, and it's like it all adds up. It's like one thing leads to another thing, and then the bills that you were putting off in the beginning of 2020 because you thought by now you'd be able to pay them, well, now they're due, and you haven't earned any money, and so you're just, they're stacking up. Some musicians have had to leave the industry. I mean, that's just the truth. And it's so heartbreaking. You know, musicians that they had to give up, like they just couldn't wait any longer, and they've had to get a job in a different industry. And it's not a simple thing to like, oh, I'll just get a job for a little while and this other thing and then come back to playing music. Like, it doesn't work like that. Being a musician is like an athlete. You have to be working many hours every single day just to maintain your craft, much less continue to make progress. So a musician who was a concert violinist who then goes to you know, get a nursing degree, there's not enough hours of the day for them to maintain their playing to the level needed to be a professional.
Right. Well, I mean, it's to stay competitive, to continue with the comparison of being an athlete. You have
to get paid to practice, you know? Right. So you have all these hours that you have to put in order to still, you know, be able to play the gigs if and when they come back, but nobody is supporting you to make that happen. And so those that have had to leave the industry, like, it's really sad. And one of our goals is just to limit that as much as possible. We're trying to help these musicians, you know, little bits here. And we try to, if we all give them this check and then we send them in different directions, try this and try this, and maybe you can cobble something together and hang on. And we'd like to think of it as like an investment in the future for all of us, right? If these musicians all drop out, then we're all losing it. We're all losing this vibrant scene that made New England so special.
It's a similar conversation, you know, that I've had with people about, you know, music venues.
Yeah.
Everybody says, oh, well, you know, it's bad now, but then in a couple of months when it's over, there's going to be a big boom. Everybody's going to want to, you know, go out and go do stuff. And yeah, that's true. But if your favorite local music venue shut down, that's a problem. It doesn't just go back to normal. If musicians who, you know, previously were very active and constantly gigging, all of a sudden, you know, they had to get a different degree and a different job to maintain their lifestyle, they're not going to be playing anymore. So this idea that people who are outside of the industry
it doesn't work like that. And even those that are, and so many musicians are trying to hang on, they're trying to practice and do whatever job they were able to get, working at a grocery store or whatever, you know, and then, so they're putting in a full-time work plus practicing. Then as the gigs start to come back, like, they can't just tell their new job, oh, hey, I got a gig, I can't come into work tonight, right? It doesn't work like that. So when do you leave your job with hope that your gigs are back? Well, everyone did that this fall, and then now they're screwed again. So it's just a period of incredible uncertainty and just incredible up and down, mostly down, you know, time. And people, I think they're just at their rope's end. Like, if they were hanging on and they felt like, oh, okay, we made it. And then it was like,
Well, we've talked a little bit about the different phases of the pandemic and how it's affected, you know, how it's affected work and the availability of work. Yeah. But how has it affected? How has it affected you guys at NEMRF? Like, how has what you've done evolved from that initial end of the world phase in like May and April of 2020 to that summer's not so bad. Okay, now there's vaccines. Okay, this summer's great. Okay, now we're back in Omicron, and it's how have you guys evolved?
Well, I mean, basically just like you just went, right. You went through it all, right? It was just like that. So in the beginning, you know, we were like, and just screaming as loud as we could, like, help. And people stepped up. And then we got to the holidays, and that first year was a 2020 holiday season when everyone, it really hit people. I think, oh my God, I can't go hear Messiah. Oh my God, I can't go to the Nutcracker. Oh, there's no Pops. It is not the same on my computer. It's not. And you know, musicians work so hard over the holidays to make everyone else's holidays so special. And it was just so quiet that year. And that was a big wake up call, I think, for a lot of people in the community. So people stepped up, and people really, we got a lot of donations then. And then they kept coming, you know. And then, as you said, as things started to get better, you know, as gigs started to come back a little bit, but it was more that as everyone else's life started to get back to normal, you know, then it was harder for us to say, hey, you guys might be back, but musicians aren't really back yet. Like, we still need help. And then, like, we were the board members ourselves, like, we were working as musicians again. And so we were kind of juggling both and trying to thinking about a pivot, like, away from COVID, imagining how we can help musicians into the future past COVID. And then Omicron hit, and we were like, you know, we did a little U-turn and came back to focus on COVID again. But we do have every intention of making the relief fund permanent and being here to help musicians through various crises as they come up to individuals or groups or whatnot into the future. But for now, we're really focused on COVID. And luckily, people have stepped up again this month, I think, recognizing that there's trouble again.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I'm glad to hear that you guys, because I was wondering that if this was going to be a short term, that's a ridiculous phrase to use at this point. But, you know, I mean, if this was going to be purely based around COVID or if it was going to continue, because it's never been an easy profession to be in, and it never will be.
Absolutely. So this is something we realized that we've needed this for a long, long time. There was no safety net for musicians in this country. And it creates a huge problem. You know, there's no sick days. There's no health insurance, you know, that comes from having these as a freelancer, at least. So if you run into a problem and you can't work, you have a baby, the most wonderful thing that happens to you, right? You have a child. Well, you can't play the week after you've had a baby. But nobody's paying you to stay home. So it's like this, like you can't work. And if you're not working, you're not getting paid. So now you have this new child to take care of, but there's no maternity leave, you know, and there's some of that is very slowly changing in this country. Maybe we can hope, but, you know, in the meantime, we hope that we can be some support for those moments in your life when you're in crisis or moments of your life that are full of happiness, but also a financial crisis. So,
yeah. And it's just great work that you guys are doing. For someone who is out there right now and is a struggling musician, you know, whether it be because of COVID, well, if you're a musician, you're struggling because of COVID right now. But for any reason, how can they go about applying to your program and getting help?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to our website, nemrf.org. And if you hit the apply button, it will take you right to an online application. Print it out, fill it out, take a picture with your phone or scan it, send it back to us. And then we send it through our process. And we try to be as quick as we can we know people they need the help and they need it now. So we try to be quick.
And donations through the same website as well.
Yep, exactly. If you go to nemrf.org, you can read, there's lots of, if you want to know more about what we've done and also more about what musicians have been going through, we have a lot of stories up there. We have a lot of videos. We've been collecting videos throughout the pandemic from musicians, just talking about what they're experiencing and what they were doing and then what happened. And so there's hopefully some interest just to be on the website. And then if you go to the Take Action button, you can donate right there on the website, or you can send a check or take donations in any way you want to give.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I do a local music show every Sunday, every Sunday night here at 95.9. And I say at the end of the show every single time, thank you for supporting live and local music in your community. This is the way to do it, through the New England Musicians Relief Fund. Hazel, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, if you're listening, you want to find out more about them, you can find them on Instagram at Any Musicians Fund. You can find Hazel at Hazel Dean Davis on Instagram. And yeah, if you're looking to apply, or even better, if you're looking to donate, go to nemrf.org. And yeah, Hazel, thank you so much for the work that you're doing and for talking to me about it today.
Thanks so much for having me on and helping me get the word out.
You got it. All right. Hang out for one.